USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky. The big announcement coming Monday. Who will President Trump pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court now that Justice Anthony Kennedy retiring at the end of the month? Here's the president in his pre-recorded weekly media address.
In choosing a new justice, I will select someone with impeccable credentials, great intellect, unbiased judgment, and deep reverence for the laws and Constitution of the United States.
President Trump, who is spending the weekend again at his property in Bedminster, New Jersey, says he is close to a decision.
My greatest responsibility is to select a justice who will faithfully interpret the Constitution as written.
And the president clear on the reach the judges have.
Judges are not supposed to rewrite the law, reinvent the Constitution, or substitute their own opinions for the will of the people expressed through their laws.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in North Korea working out the ongoing negotiations for that country to give up its nukes. Vice President Mike Pence visiting ICE headquarters in Washington, D.C., calling out Democrats and progressives who want to abolish the federal agency, which he says is critical for our national security.
No, the truth is the calls to abolish ICE are not just outrageous, they're irresponsible. Abolishing ICE would mean more illegal immigration. Abolishing ICE would mean more violent crime.
Pence saying communities are finally becoming safe again from gangs like MS-13 because ICE agents are cracking down.
You're on the front lines of enforcing America's laws and ensuring the vitality of this nation and the security of our people.
And Elvis Costello, who's 63, reveals he's had cancer surgery and cancels the rest of his European tour. Costello saying he won't be able to perform in Croatia, Austria, Norway, and Sweden. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A look now at some new numbers telling us how the economy is doing under President Trump. The Labor Department reports hiring in the U.S. remains strong in June, drawing more Americans into the labor force in search of jobs. The unemployment rate rose to 4%, while wage growth remains modest. USA Radio's John Clemens breaks down the numbers for you.
After dropping to an 18-year low of 3.8% in May, the jobless rate rose to 4% last month. The 213,000 new jobs surpassed expectations by analysts that had predicted about 190,000 new jobs. Eleni Kara-George is with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Job growth occurred in professional and business services, manufacturing and healthcare, while retail trade lost jobs.
I'm John Clemens.
A quick-thinking mother armed with her gun in Dallas, Texas, protects her kids from a carjacker. USA's Chris Barnes now with the story.
Dallas police say the mom, Michelle Booker Hicks, sprung into action after the would-be 36-year-old carjacker, Ricky Wright, tried to take her vehicle while Booker Hicks had run into a gas station convenience store, leaving her two children in the back seat. She reportedly got out in time to catch Wright trying to leave and hopped in the car.
You know, asked the gentleman to pull over to stop. He would not get out the car. That's when I fired at him after I grabbed my gun from the glove compartment.
The suspect charged with unlawful restraint and car theft now. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to USA Radio News.